Once again, welcome to everyone who just joined us in the room. I will be moderating this roundtable, and let me first present our speakers. Here we have a director of Osservatorio Balcania Caucasco, Ms. Luisa Ciodi. Good morning. Then two colleagues of the European Parliament, Kati Piri from Socialists and Democrats, and Ivo Weigel from Liberals, and they will take the floor a little bit later. And, of course, sorry, and our colleague as well, Vambreda, he's an audience. But I'm very happy to have such a big audience here today. And we have time till 10 o'clock. We'll try to be efficient. I will start by saying on the 7th of January, 12 people were killed and many other injured. The events in Paris shocked not only Europe, but all the world. Just today in the European Parliament, we have on the mini plenary session in the afternoon the debate on terrorism and what the European Union can do, what are the measures to fight against terrorism in Europe. What Ulrike has mentioned, I would like to emphasize as well. I believe it's important we don't rush. We don't rush in taking very drastic measures, talking about security and taking away our freedoms. For me, the reaction in Europe is solidarity, education, integration, being shoulder to shoulder, expressing that we are rich in our diversity and our cultures. And where is here the media freedom and the responsibility of journalism, journalists? These are the topics we are going to discuss today. Several questions has opened in the past after the events in Paris. As a previous journalist, I would like to say that for me it's very important to keep media freedom. This is the fundamental European right. It's the basis of each democracy and a modern state. But where is the responsibility of the journalists? These are the questions I'm tackling as well. Recently in Slovenia, in my country, we had a discussion, and one of the editors of national television said, for me, I perfectly agree, media freedom is the ultimate. But as a journalist, I would always go to the limit that I don't hurt the other one the same way I wouldn't want to be heard. So this is just some ideas, because what we will discuss today is what's happening with the media situation in Southeast Europe. We all know that in the last few years the situation in media is quite deteriorating. We have as well economic crisis that changed the media landscape. On the other hand, we have new modern technologies, digital agenda, which is a big challenge to the media as well. In the last European Parliament, I was co-chairing the media intergroup in this Parliament. We are, of course, very much focused on media freedom, media legislation, what is happening in the countries. Recently, we had again a discussion on Hungary. In the past, we were warning on the situation in many other countries in Europe, but as European institutions, what can we do better? What are the mechanisms to protect the media, especially the ownership, transparency of the ownership, the new challenges we see in the digital environment, and of course the violence and the environment the journalists are working today. Paris events is not an isolated event. We see a lot of violence, especially if we look to the region I'm coming from, or going more to the Western Balkan. We still see a lot of attacks on the journalism, on the journalists, and very bad environment. But I will finish at that point and pass first the floor to the director of Osservatorio Balcanie Caucasco. I understand that you were doing the research on 11 countries, including Turkey, and please let us hear what are your findings. Thank you.